Welcome to the Charticast. This is called By the Numbers, and we're going to talk a little bit about sequencing. You know, the first song in a CD or recording project to the last. There are two concepts. First, if you're doing a narrative album or a concept album, much like Willie Nelson's Phases and Stages or The Beatles' Sgt. Pepper, there is a clear storyline, a beginning, a middle, and an end, and you have to follow the listener through that so they understand the plot and they get the literary sense of the music you were trying to portray. Otherwise, you have to go song by song. And you really want to do is take them on a roller coaster ride. Depending on the genre of music, you generally want to start out with, I'd say, what you call an ass whooper. Something that brings it out of the gate. You probably do two heavy songs like that, and then you go to a ballad and you come back. So the roller coaster, you know, starts you up high, dips you, brings you back. That's one of the really great methods. Probably one of the most important albums. And if you listen to it, it's kind of a narrative, but kind of not. It's an anomaly. It's the Willis Allen Ramsey record. He kind of takes you on the story of a bunch of different characters. Now, if you do a lot of story songs, that might be the way to do it. But the only thing you need to worry about is rhythm crashes, key crashes, and instrumentation crashes. If you have too much the same, it doesn't sound really good. So what you need to do, you'll need to vary the pattern structures and tempos, because a writer writes like a machine gun, and it's all the same, and all the tempos are pretty much the same. The entire record's going to sound the same, and there's not going to be a lot of variety. If there's not a lot of variety, there's not a lot of good chances for spin. And we're talking radio. And if radio doesn't like what you're doing, chances are most people won't hear it. If most people don't hear it, you're going to have a garage full of CDs that you're not going to be able to sell. It's happened to me more than once, and I've learned my lesson. I've sequenced about 5 or 6 records now. These are some of the lessons I've learned. If you listen to Willie Nelson's Phases and Stages, it's really unique. He talks from the woman's perspective. It's her side of a divorce on side one, and it's his side of divorce on side two, so is there a clear narrative. Matt Harlan's records, an up-and-coming singer-songwriter from Berkeley Records, we toyed with his a great deal. He had some really great ballads, and he had some up-tempo songs as well, and the key was to balance it. And each of the records that we have done for Matt Harlan has gone number one on the Euro-Americana chart. Now, there's a lot of things that you might want to talk about when it comes to sequencing, you know, a radio. If you're going to send it to publicists and things like that, you want to key mark different tracks for them to listen to, because chances are that bloggers and publicists and things like that don't have much time to listen to a whole record, so you need to highlight the record. Or, in some cases, you want to put together a publicity sampler, which has 3 or 4 songs that are kind of reminiscent of the album, but not all 9 or 10, because if you send all 9 or 10, they could get lost in it and won't have a lot to write about, or just put you on a stack where you can't even hear what's going on. So that's what's going on with bloggers and publicity people. And the other thing is, as much as possible, you want to sequence a record so it's a mood mover. And you have to remember, the last song on the CD is also next door neighbors to the first song of a CD. So you can't let those crash either. I've seen headlong crashes that look like I-35 at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's not pretty, folks. So these are some of the things that you'll need to talk about when you're talking with your producer. And maybe bring in a second set of ears to sequence. Generally, what I have found best is if I sequence the record, the artist sequences the record, and the producer sequences the record. And then we all kind of have a brainstorming session about what works. Which song is great for number 5, which song is great for number 4, etc. But the first thing, and most importantly, the thing I do when I sequence a record, is I start out with bookends. I know exactly what's going to start the record, and I know exactly what's going to end the record. And then the rest of it, I can kind of mix and match and switch in a playlist until I get the balance that I'm looking for. So these have been some tips and tidbits about sequencing a record and what you might be looking for. And this is Charlie Stewart in the Charticast. And you guys have a good night. Until next time, well, good night. actually, good morning or good day, depending on when you're listening to this, because, as we all know, you can listen anytime you want. So, with that, I'll leave you a go. And this has been the Charlie Cast.